Welcome to Heart, a podcast about all things heart-related, presented by the Physicians of Advanced Cardiovascular Specialists. I'm your host, Susan Curtin. Today we have Dr. Albert Krause of Advanced Cardiovascular Specialists located in Shreveport, Louisiana, and we're discussing heart attacks. Welcome, Dr. Krause.
Thank you.
So, Dr. Krause, let's jump right in. How common are heart attacks?
Well, locally here in Shreveport, we probably see at least one or two in the hospital a week and maybe sometimes more.
And what about nationally?
Usually, the statistics say it's about 1.5 million people in the U.S. annually.
How does someone know when they're having a heart attack? What will it feel like?
The most common symptoms are substernal or chest discomfort behind the breastplate. It can feel like squeezing or tightness or pressure. Sometimes it can radiate into the arm, particularly the left arm. People will get short of breath at times with it, sweaty, sick at their stomach.
Does it feel differently for men or women?
Most men and women will have chest pain, but women tend to present with lack of chest pain more than men.
I see. So that's really the only difference? Otherwise, they have all the same symptoms.
Usually, they have very similar symptoms, and usually most people will present with chest pain.
What is the difference between angina or angina and a heart attack?
Well, angina is usually discomfort that occurs in people that have underlying ischemic heart disease. And they'll usually get chest discomfort with activity or emotional stress. Usually that's relieved once they rest and that sort of thing. It's not, a heart attack is more persistent. The chest pain can persist despite rest and can last for up to an hour.
So if you feel some of these symptoms, let's say you're experiencing angina, what should you do?
You probably should see your primary doctor and then he will probably refer you to a cardiologist for evaluation, but it should be, you should see your doctor.
And if you think you might actually be having a heart attack, what should you do?
You should immediately call for emergency medical service, 911. If you have aspirin, take 2 aspirins chewable at that point.
I've heard about that. So baby aspirin is a good idea.
It is. Yeah.
What if you see someone who looks like they're having a heart attack? How should you respond?
If you come up on somebody having severe chest pain or issues, you should immediately call 911. And if you have some aspirin or whatever, give them an aspirin if that's available. And just be there to help them out until the emergency medical service gets there.
When someone arrives at the hospital having had a heart attack, what is the first thing that will be done in terms of testing, screening, treatment right away, that kind of thing?
Well, if somebody's having an acute heart attack, we're usually going to pick that up on the electrical tracing of the heart, the EKG. And those people need to go immediately to the heart catheterization lab because what's happening with a heart attack is a vessel around your heart is occluded. And as we say, time is muscle. So the heart muscle gets damaged. And so you need to get them into the cath lab as soon as possible to open up the vessel and reestablish flow.
Dr. Krause, how has heart attack treatment advanced over, say, the past 20 years?
Probably more so in the last, like you said, 20 years. If you have a hospital that has the availability of a cath lab and emergent intervention, it's probably best to take the most patients to the cath lab and open up the vessel. Now, in some hospitals, they don't have that availability. Those hospitals, sometimes if it's going to be a long delay, they can undergo thrombolytic therapy, which is a clot buster that basically tries to open the vessel up with IV medication.
And of course, prevention is the number one topic. You definitely want to try to avoid a heart attack or having heart problems. How does a person do that?
Well, there are several risk factors that cause ischemic heart disease or plaque buildup in the arteries around the heart. High blood pressure, diabetes, high cholesterol, smoking, lack of exercise, obesity. All of those things are things that we can modify in our life by exercise and better diet. That's the one thing you should do, and keep your weight at an ideal weight.
Great. Thank you so much, Dr. Krause. Now, to learn more about advanced cardiovascular specialists, visit acsdoctors.com.